All right. Well, it's, you know, I think that was the, you know, tonight was the end of a real good week for us. You know, we had great practices against the Bucks and had a real competitive game here tonight. So a lot of good situations came up. You know, we got to play a lot of players and, you know, we'll take a look at the film tomorrow and, you know, see how everything turned out. But, you know, I thought we had a good effort, especially early. Got off to a good start, got ahead in the game and, you know, played competitively all the way through. So, like I said, it was a good week for us, and, you know, we'll just turn the page here and head on to Detroit. This will be a little quicker turnaround for us, so it'll be another big week for us in training camp to get our team ready this year.
Phil, was it advantageous, I think, to look at it to start the game with a 15-play drive and get probably a chance to look at a lot of different things offensively that you want to be able to work through?
Yeah, well, I mean, every play is an opportunity for us, whatever it is, offense, defense, special teams. So we can use any reps we can get on anything. But, yeah, you know, we overcame a couple long yardage situations. And, you know, I thought the team did a good job there.
So a question on Ryan now. He was able to just play the second quarter. He was able to get the ball up 20 times and run the offense. Still really a nice throw down the middle. So what did you see just in the immediate from the sideline from Ryan's?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have to look at everything a little closer, more closely on the film, but, you know, it's good to see us move the ball and, you know, good to see him, you know, have some production. Like you said, we had a lot of plays on offense in the first half, a lot with our first group, and then quite a few plays with those two-minute drives at the end of it. We had kind of two-minute drives there at the end of the second quarter. So, you know, we were able to get a lot of snaps with that whole second unit.
When you go for two like that early, is that just to kind of get the players caught up?
No. Just, you know, get the experience of the situation of a two-point play. Trying to catch anybody off guard.
Bill, is this the time now after the second exhibition game, after training camp is over, then when you start?
Training camp's not over.
I just said that pretty much halfway through where you are, where you start to really have to slot people in and start looking at what your team's going to look like more than individual players?
If we can. Yeah, if we can. I think that's if we can do that, that'd be great. I'm not sure that we're ready to do that in every spot. There's maybe some spots we'll have to continue to look at and until we know what the right decision is, you know, that competition will continue and extend until we know, whenever that is. So, but where we can, I think we want to try to do that. Yeah, sure. But I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to do that across the board. We'll see what the film looks like tomorrow, but I'd be surprised.
Bill, we haven't had a chance to speak with you since Wednesday. I'm just curious what your thoughts were at that moment when Tom was down and then sort of...
We're so far past that. We're way beyond that.
What did you think of Tom's performance tonight?
Oh, we'll look at the film and take a look at everybody. And I don't know.
You emphasized to Alan, training camp is over. Mentally, what?
It's not over.
Well, training camp's not over.
No.
Because I thought it was. I thought we were set now.
No. Not in my mind. I mean, no, it's just our team's still in a growing stage. We got a lot of work to do. We're nowhere close to being where we need to be for the opener or for the 16-game regular season schedule. We got a lot of work to do, and we're going to stay at it. It's not over by any means. We're not anywhere close to where we need to be. And I didn't misspoke. You just didn't carry over that side of the room. Training camp is not over. Let me make that perfectly clear.
How has Zach Sudfeld developed? You know, obviously, since you signed him, we saw both Tom and Ryan with him in the end zone today.
No, he's worked hard. Zach's, you know, he's worked hard to learn our offense. It's a little different than what they did at Nevada. But he's a smart kid, and he's got some skill. And you know, he's been very diligent in his preparation. He's been out there, you know, almost every day practicing. Coach Godsey's done a good job with him. You know, he's had to learn how to be an on-the-line tight end, but he's making progress. I mean, he's got a long way to go, but He's made a lot of gains. But he's a hardworking kid that's smart and tough. So he's got a couple things going for him.
Traditionally, when you win the toss, usually defer. Tonight, you took the ball. And I know it's a preseason game. I'm curious, what was the thinking behind that? You just wanted the offense out there first?
We talk about that situation before every game, whatever the decision is, and it could be to take the ball to defer, or could be to kick off, depending on the situation. So do what we think is best for the team for that game.
Just out of curiosity, what made this situation different to take the ball?
We wanted to get off to a fast start.
How about tonight, a lot of dabbling early in the game? Was it more of a want to work on two-back type sets?
No, not that much. I mean, he didn't play last week. He's done a good job for us in camp. We wanted to get a look at him, and we didn't really get a chance to do that last week. So we got a little, gave him a few more plays this week so we could see him in action. Yeah, absolutely, and that happens to us too, and that's why I say, let's take a look at the film sometimes. It might even look to us like somebody made a mistake, but then we look at it more closely. Maybe, somebody beside him made a mistake, and he was trying to compensate, I think we need a little closer analysis. There's a lot of times. Sometimes the play calls or what was called on the line of scrimmage might be something that we're not aware of. That could happen in any game. And you think a player did something that he shouldn't have done, but maybe he got a call from, a line call or a call from a linebacker, or thought the quarterback said something, and so he was doing what he thought was the right thing, or maybe it was the right thing, but that call shouldn't have been made, or should have been, it should have made on the other side, or, whatever. So, yeah, I think we definitely need to be careful about trying to over-evaluate, like right now, walking off the field until we get a closer look and fully understand what happened on every play. And I think it's just more accurate way to do it. But believe me, I watch plenty of preseason games this time of year, looking at all the other teams in the league, and you try to evaluate players, and you're watching the teams that we're going to play early in the season, and there's plenty of plays where I have no idea what went wrong. Something's wrong, but I don't, these two guys made a mistake. I don't know which guy it was, or if it was both of them, or, you just don't know that. And that's, I don't know how you can know that unless you're really part of a team. You know exactly what was supposed to happen on that play. So, yep. I mean, I know there's a lot of experts out there that have it all figured out, but I definitely don't. This time of year, it's sometimes it's hard to figure that out, exactly what they're trying to do when somebody makes a mistake. Whose mistake is it?
Has anything happened over the last week or two that it would change your opinion on the value of joint practices being a good thing for your team?
I think they're good if the team you're working with, if you can work with that team. I think that's the most important thing. So, and Tampa was great. They were great. Philadelphia was great. I mean, there's not anything I would change about working with these two teams the last 2 weeks. They've been very professional, cooperative. Philadelphia couldn't have been more accommodating. We tried to do everything we could for Tampa while they were here. We got great work. We improved our football team collectively. We improved it individually. I know the players feel that way, that coaches do. It helped us as coaches. We went through a lot of situations. It made us think. It made us, help prepare ourselves for the season. We talked about some things that we did out there on the field that, looking back on it, we should have called or could have handled situations a little bit differently in those 2 minutes and 4 minutes and some of the situational drills we did. So it was a great, great learning experience for the coaches, not learning, but preparation experience for the coaches and the players, on our team. So, I know we'll get Tampa in a month when it really counts, and they're a good football team. I think we made each other better this week, and hopefully that'll serve us well in the long run. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.